Chapter 8, The Radiant Perfect Self. Accepting the radiant perfect self to be the all and the whole of us, we have found the real God at hand. Everyone and everything accepts the air and the sunlight in their infinite indivisible form, available to all alike. The radiant perfect self likewise belongs to everyone. Its infinitude and its completeness are ours, and we are it, in wholeness, perfection, and everlasting bliss, here and now. The one selfhood is indivisible. Thus, it cannot be individualized. We are entitled to it as a whole and in no other way. In it, there is no cause, effect, ignorant thought, or impure thing. In it, there is no karma, error, or mortal mind. Our supreme desire should be to think as this self, to see as this self, express and be this self and no other. Such desire comes from the heart, full of fervor, ardor, and delight. Delight in the self, rejoice in the self, magnify the self. Any attainments made individualistically are like attainments made in dreams. When one wakens from sleep, can he find them? Liberation gained through personal mental work is unreliable. The same as when one sleeps, regardless how successful he is at better dreaming, one dream is as useless as another. False identification is the one obstacle in one's way to perfection, wholeness, and harmony. In revelation alone, where we identify truly, we are the radiant, perfect self. False identification has been abandoned. It is not the body which proclaims itself the separate I. Separateness and individualism appear because the identity does not identify himself as the self, but as a man, idea, individual, manifestation. Sin, sickness, and death appear until absolute identification is recognized and accepted. Cease the desperate longing to overcome something, to work out something, to rise above something, or to be healed of something. Give up work, fight, and warfare. In the place of your utter surrender, where you acknowledge defeat, be still. Lo, light of truth lifts you to heights unknown to you before. In one's constant fight and struggle to save himself through mental treatment, he loses sight of an outstanding feature of the true teaching, precisely as follows. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Only in losing his personal sense of life can one find his true life, life as it really is. Let yourself go. The self which is working and fighting, why identify with it? It is the ghost which finally everyone must renounce and cease to claim as himself. What tears are wasted upon illusion? What grief, depression, and despair? Deliverance comes not while one is trying to master a belief, destroy a claim, or conquer an illusion, but when he departs from such darkness. Confessing failure and futility, resting for a brief second, still and alone, of a sudden, the veil is rent from top to bottom. Light has illumined the darkness. No longer is he a defeated warrior or a cringing slave. Might, majesty, and glory are now his beyond words to tell. Like a mighty amen, he hears the echoing, clarion words, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Be still and know that I am God." He knows now who the Lord is. The radiant self is his full and complete deliverance. If only one will turn from personalities, systems, methods, to face God alone, how quick his deliverance and powerful, as though he had attained before he started and had reached his journey's end before it began. One of the sayings of the illumined Lao Tzu, 6th century BC, is strikingly apropos to surrender and attainment. His saying is as follows, quote, "Failure is the foundation of success and the means by which it is achieved. Success is the lurking place of failure, and who can tell when the turning point will come? He who acts destroys. He who grasps loses. Therefore, the sage does not grasp, and so does not lose. Only he who does nothing for his life's sake can truly be said to value his life." End quote. When disturbances arise, take refuge in your eternal being, the radiant, perfect self. Do not allow yourself to be weighted down by the burden of another. Behold the self instead of the personality, the self with face shining as the sun and raiment white as the light, transfiguring the whole earth with living triumph. Absolute surrender and absolute attainment are one and identical. The identity functions as the self. I am that I am. The world one sees about him is synonymous with his vision and realization of the real and the divine, and his ability to abide in the self alone. Receive, take, abide in that which is yours by grace as reality. Living in obedience to the voice of the heart's illumination is natural. The heart and the mind can never be unified. Identify yourself either with one or the other. With one, the mind. One works to build himself a higher state of consciousness, to construct a better body and create a more harmonious human existence. With the heart, one loves the real as it is. Light pervades his whole existence. He is conscious of no difference between himself and the light. He walks in the kingdom of the self where freedom, love, and bliss forever abide. You, not someone or something outside of you or with you, you, yourself, are the radiant, perfect self.